Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti with us. Karen, good morning. Deliberations are continuing now in the trial of former House Speaker Mike Madigan. What does a long deliberation usually mean?
Well, it usually means they're having trouble reaching a decision. But in this case, you know, we have to consider the complexity of it. I mean, there has been 14 and a half weeks of trial, 100 pages of jury instructions, which are very important because those are the things that give the jury the guidelines on how to process all of this information. And talk about information. There were almost 60 witnesses, 150 tapes and wiretaps and transcripts that have to be loaded. And there are 23 counts and two defendants. So this has to be parsed very carefully. And the fact that they're taking, I think it's, we're up to about 29 hours of deliberation now, is probably par for the course because they're doing their job.
So you don't think the long deliberation is necessarily bad for Mike Madigan?
I think it's probably on the good side because I think they're really doing their job and they're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, look at the law and they're going to apply the facts as opposed to saying, you know, he's just plain guilty. And you know, I think they probably are taking this seriously because they've devoted 14 and a half weeks of their lives, you know, during the holidays, during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, and now they're going to take the time to do it right. And I respect them for that. And it could be that it takes them a little bit longer than even this week.
Let's talk about the Trump administration and Elon Musk's deputies having access to the federal payment system that controls the flow of trillions of dollars in government funds. So do we have legal issues involved with this now, Karen?
There's so many legal issues. You know, the idea of handing over, as you said, trillions of dollars of payments and all of the privacy information of every American, our country, to a private individual and his people. Now, these aren't people who are elected. These aren't people who are part of the government without any security clearance is astounding. And there have been lawsuits filed yesterday. There was a lawsuit filed by retired persons and different organizations basically saying you can't give all the information. These are social security numbers, bank information. This is where everyone's checks are deposited. You know, the money goes from the government to these people's, you know, financial institutions. So this is, there's Privacy Act 1974, which basically says you can't do this. There are IRS statutes that say you can't give out this information. And just even procedurally, they let go somebody to get this information. So all of these laws have been violated in my view, and it's just going to take a while to rectify this. But I do think a judge is going to enjoin or issue an injunction to stop them from doing this. And I would guess in the next couple of days we're going to see that.
And what about the Department of Justice and the firing of lawyers who were involved in investigations and prosecutions with the January 6th defendants? There's a class action suit now on this. Think it'll be successful?
I do. It's kind of astounding. I mean, you know, generally speaking, I think a lot of people have the view that the Department of Justice is politicized and you know, maybe to some extent there are people there who have agendas. But most of the people working there who are lawyers, I mean, they've gone to really good law schools. They've had stellar careers to get a job there. And they're just doing their job. Their boss tells them, look into this, you know, investigate this defendant who hit a police officer. And now they're going to be fired for doing their jobs. I mean, there's civil service laws that are in place. I would imagine these 5,000 to 6,000 attorneys who may be fired because they actually did what their boss told them to do. You think they're going to not file a lawsuit? I think they will. And I think they might be successful because, you know, you can't just fire everyone in the government for political reasons. And it's pretty clear that that's what this is happening.
And finally, let's talk about what happened before the Grammys Sunday night with Kanye West and his wife and the outfit that she was wearing. Are there going to be problems with the FCC? Is some law violated here?
Yeah, now we're getting down to the real legal issues of the day,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nudity is a crime, but in California, actually, you have to go a little bit past just nudity, and it has to be a willful public exposure of genitals with a specific intent to offend or sexually arouse. Now, I don't know if that would be met here, but no one has filed a complaint. No one has filed a criminal complaint or anything like that, so she hasn't been charged thus far. But the FCC has rules. You know, you can't show genitals. You can't show buttocks. Women's breasts have to be covered. And if you look at what she was wearing, or I guess I should say not wearing, that would certainly violate the FCC. So shame on her.
But it wasn't nude. I mean, she did have something on. It didn't look like it, but she wasn't completely nude.
No, you're right, but it was completely sheer. So I don't know, you know, I don't know that. Certainly the FCC would have had a problem had she actually been on the broadcast.
Okay, well, we'll follow that closely. Karen Conti, more Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5 p.m. here on WGN. Thanks, Karen. You have a good day.
You too, Bob.